The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. What are we going to say?
Nothing's going to fall.
It's not going to fall, it's fine. We're here in R. McCann's flat.
Yeah!
Living the fucking student dream.
Living the student dream. You just knocked off your first day of, or was it your second day? Third day. Of work placement at where?
Not the British News, anyway. I'll give you that hint. I don't want to call out their name.
Yeah. Al Jazeera?
Yeah.
So you're working at the Irish News?
Yeah.
What are you doing for them?
Digital marketing.
Oh, why, Maureen's here as well.
Why is it not? You don't say that.
What? What?
Tell them where he works.
So?
I'm
sure the Irish News isn't in one place, is it? If they're really doing the research, they'll listen to this podcast. When I tag you and I'm like, yeah, here's John McCann talking about paedophiles.
I can't check.
Good luck with your fucking placement. Where'd you get that shirt? Is this the first job you ever had? We have to wear a shirt and tie?
I haven't worn a fucking shirt since secondary school. So, yeah, literally found out I had the job Thursday. Saturday, went in town and just bought free fucking shirts and a pair of trousers and a pair of shoes. And I was ready to rock.
No
so
jacket?
It was all last month. No, because I couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Fucking
hell.
No,
that's an expensive bit, the jacket.
Yeah.
You're silly, you should just buy a jacket and then you can wear whatever you want with, you know what I mean, with the jacket.
Just go in a jacket.
I think you have to wear a shirt and tie though, don't you?
For do you remember there was a time, when you could, as a fella, wear a t-shirt and a tie? Do you remember that? You get the odd full fucking root that would wear.
I see in there, you look like a root if you're, like, I'd probably stand out from not wearing a jacket.
Yeah, they're like, look at this fucking...
Yeah.
Deck in his hoodie here.
Fucking scumbag intern.
Yeah. Where'd you buy the shirt, though, for real?
What is this fucking... This is where the cult is going to come out. Remus Umo? Remus.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's some dear shit.
Well, here.
I was kidding. I mean...
Groupon?
Where does it go to ask?
Was it?
No, it wasn't. Free pack and Groupon?
Yeah. If I had to describe that colour, I'd say hot pink. You say it's a hot pink or a fuchsia? I would struggle. If you gave me like loads of money and went, go buy me a shirt like that, I couldn't find one. Because I'd be in...
It's a nice shirt.
Reminds me of like a lava lamp or something.
Do you think I'd suit one then?
No, you don't suit anything structured or fancy whatsoever.
What are you doing? I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt with a hat.
I know. So to me, that's your style.
Sexy.
You don't really like wearing a tie for more than like 30 minutes.
So. I don't like wearing this either though.
Oh, too wide a neck. Like I can't. The digs in my neck fit. I can't get it off. I do feel a bit strangly.
Top buttons fuck me off.
Yeah. Did you nip your neck flaps?
Yeah.
I shaved my tits the other. Well, I didn't really. But I was like shaved my beard up in our new house, and you're like shave your tits for the crack. I have long wispy tit hairs and shaved it up the middle.
Gorgeous.
Very itchy. That's why I can't stand anything on my neck or my chest, being like, I keep scratching it and then I feel like I'm having a heart attack.
Fucking hell. Okay, well, how bored were you that you just decided to start shaving your dead eyes?
But you wouldn't even notice, like, it was only for the crowd. It was like, down here.
Tiny bit. And you've acted as if someone just waxed your whole body. Like,
I wish I had waxed it.
There's a tiny bit of hair clip of it. Like a number 8 on a razor.
It's a number 8, that's how
like,
my
it doesn't even, it barely took anything off. It was like, you were like a pretend, like you do for a baby. Like, like, this is so itchy, this is killing me.
Who shaves a baby's head?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're joking, like, you're brushing, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was nothing came off.
Yeah.
A millimetre came off, this is so itchy.
Although, for someone, like, I don't have a real full beard, but when I shaved it, it's loads of hair, wasn't it? loads of hair.
I need to shave because I just come out in a real dirty ginger beard.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
Did you shave some sort of shape in here?
I actually did. Everyone says that. But that's the way it just naturally forms when I don't give a fuck and just be lazy. So I need to go home now and shave the fuck out of this. Come back in with a baby shin.
A goatee?
I'm not yeah. Like a grown-up,
Aaron.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
You look like a grown-up
and
like old.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. In a shirt and a beard, it's too much. I can't take it. It's too much in a week, fuck that.
It's too much adult going on there.
You just aged like 20 years in a week.
Drinking espressos and fucking shit like.
Get me a fuchsia top and we'll spot it. What are you like in that office? You turn around and you're like, Brian, Dre's dropping an album next week. And he's like, oh really? My child has sex. What a boring family people talk about.
I'll give you
that Dre album. Oh well, my wife, she's into pottery. And you're like, yeah, but what about Compton, the soundtrack? Yeah, you excited for that?
I can't fucking wait. So we
still.
I love how it took him 10 years to fucking make, create, and then delete one, and now it's taken about 2 years to fucking make this one.
I know. So anyone else wouldn't be allowed that. Everyone else would be like, listen, we don't care if you're making music or not. Whereas everyone for him is like, oh my god, make it.
Oh, he's instantly forgiven. Like, nobody gives a shit about Detox. Whatever the fuck was going to be called.
And I don't know why he didn't just continue to make stuff and put it out. What's wrong with that? He might have waited the whole time, puts it out, shit.
But now he's got that thing Connor Keyes was saying to me about some, he's like a show on Apple Music or something.
Beats One, yeah.
Yeah, what's that about? Is that just him DJing random tracks or?
I don't know, probably just talking about him.
Yeah.
Ask me how class I am. That's me doing person Dr. Dre.
Making headphones that make your music sound lethal?
Not even.
No?
You're not a fan of
mine. My sister had Beats, and I had a £15 pair of Sennheiser fucking earbud things, and the sound was better than.
See, it's all these fucking assholes.
Avicii. You have to listen to Avicii to bring them alive.
Oh, fuck. That was all I listened to in Ibiza whenever we were there for the week over the summer.
I was going to get diabetes.
That was all I was exposed to.
Do you remember outside, we did a gig in the Yardbird the other day? And remember I was talking to them two fellas?
Yeah.
This is the circle of annoying, right?
Bye.
Here, I bet you're tortured with people coming up to you. And you're like, yeah, by people coming up to me asking me if I'm tortured by people coming up to me.
Yeah.
It's a snake eating its asshole. Are you pissed off a load of bays coming up to you? And oh, here. And he says, do you in the beef and all? Did you fuck? How many people did you fuck?
Did you ride, did you?
If he said ride, it laughed. It was fuck. He's like, are you fucking? Too much fucking?
Actual question.
From a guy who's has never fucked a... whatever.
I'll spend £500 to get a bit of clap, like, Jesus Christ.
Bit of clap?
Bit of clap.
We bit of clap?
Yeah, wee bit just. Not the full circle, like, just a wee bit. Just leeching off your dick, just... It's more like a wee.
Like you get tweezers and pull it off. What is clap? Chlamydia?
Is it?
I thought you could get chlamydia and not even know. Till you try for a baby and then you're terribly let down.
That's horrible.
I thought that's what happened.
I think there might be some.
What's like the one? What like ones is it that it's like, it's just embarrassing to have, but there's no real health ramifications of it? Herpes, is that
crabs?
Crabs? What's that, just itching?
It's just like having nits basically down there, but like even if you shave it all off, it'll still be there because they're like on your skin, they attach to the skin.
Jesus
Christ. So they don't do anything, but you'll just pass them to someone else. I'm pretty sure that's all they do is just be very annoying. I don't think they affect your health ever.
Would they be more successful if they call them dick nits?
Maybe.
Slit nits? Slit nits? So talk us through Ibiza, what happened?
Right. If
you wore a pink like vest, wife beater?
No, it was everyone out there, right?
Did you learn to shuffle?
It's like out there, it's like I went with a pile of fellas who are really into dance music and stuff.
Yeah.
And as you know, I'm not. Right, but if I'm fucking drunk, I'll listen to anything, like I don't give a shit. But it was like almost like €55 to go see like Hardwell, for example. We went to Hardwell on the Tuesday night. And we went and I was absolutely fucking spazzed out, drunk. And then the next night, I was like, I had actually had a really good night. I was like, that was fucking class. Next night, went to Avicii, like semi-sober. and I wanted to fucking kill myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the bitch is shite. Like,
so shit. And some lad too, some lad from Scotland, he was over with his mates and we were standing in the crowd and he turned around and he goes, "See Avicii, isn't he a fucking professional?" And I was like, he's just put a MacBook on stage and pressed play.
Yeah.
How professional can you get? Fucking antivirus on the MacBook just, and a fully charged battery.
He's professional, then, sorted his songs out in half better. The computer did that, still.
I know that's the thing about watching dance or watching a DJ, like it's fun, but you're going watching a band, they're physically making the music there. But
yeah.
A lot of times, not all, but a lot of times DJ has made that music months or years ago and they can just replaying it. I don't know, something about that isn't as authentic as watching a band.
It means fuck all to me. Like,
I don't mind
and
it, but
people like pushing to get up to the front row and I was like, why do you want to be at the front row? Why do you want to be at the front row for that? Like, he's there just
I just want to make sure it is a MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
It is.
Some sort of extension lazy going on here.
Like, the best about it is Fatboy Slim.
Yeah, because he's fun to watch.
Because he's dancing
and he actually does sort of mixing there and then. So there's a bit of skill that you're watching, like, and obviously because he's unreal.
Because he mixes like
a lot of things are
tunes,
just like
not just the same beat
thing
with the next same beat.
To be fair, the best one we've seen of the whole week was Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
He is a fucking...
You couldn't have said that more culture.
Steve Aoki?
Everyone in that world goes Steve Aoki, and you're like, Steve Aoki!
Stevie Aoki?
Stevie!
Stevie Aoki! Stevie and Sally there, and Sally and...
See, it's wrong name, video.
Stevie!
Remember we were chatting about one night, we were saying about, like, rappers and that ASAP mob?
Yeah.
And, like, people putting, like, people... People who just like the music putting ASAP whatever in front of their Twitter name.
Yeah.
So like if your name's Andrew, ASAP Andrew, and we were coming up with like real culty but ASAP Barrett.
ASAP Desi over here. Kill it.
ASAP Gaz.
Lots of things, here we go. Let me do my rap songs. Ma, get the shirt on there and you're gonna do my raps ASAP.
16 fucking bar, boy. 16 fucking bar, no bar.
Spitting absolute fire here. Splutter night fire like fuck.
I spit fire, you spit silage. Fucking mess, you.
Oh. No, because the silage then is valuable.
They love that shit.
Then that's part literally of the reason I spitting absolute fucking silage over here.
Spitting silage, my fucking Vauxhall Corsa, or mileage.
That's good, Rob. Respect. Unbelievable. And
ones
then
and twos, mate.
The decks, mate.
There's called ones and twos.
The ones and twos, yeah. Maureen said the worst thing ever. Ones and twos, you never heard
of
it?
I have heard of it, but I don't know, like, what does it mean?
The decks, mate. And you're spinning. Maureen.
Is there a first one?
You've crushed the vibe there. I'm joking! What else happened to me? Did you fuck anybody?
No.
Did you fuck Steve Aoki?
No, it was like. It's like, you know what it is? It'd be great. That's right, you said this. It'd be great for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Like a weekend there is enough. Because after the 3 days, you're just sitting there and you're like, right, I don't want to go out. But in order to fucking make the most of the money I've spent to get here, I have to.
And it's the only thing Bobby can do for fun is go out.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do. Like,
yeah.
Is it a nice place? Like, is it a pretty nice spot?
Well, compared to Bulgaria, we went to Sunny Beach the year before, and it is a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
Absolute kip. So Ibiza was miles above that, like, but even still, I don't know what it is, but whenever I go out to, like, those places that are, like, known to be, like, kind of, like, lads' holiday kind of fucking places, it feels like everyone's trying to con you, no matter what you're doing or buying. It feels like there's a con or a catch every single fucking time. Like, them rap assholes. What, mate?
Yeah.
One of them called me a milk bottle one day. All right, milk bottle.
Oh my god.
What you and your mates doing? I don't know. I was like, well, that's a terrible sales pitch.
Is he black?
No. It was just English. Come.
All right, milk bottle.
All right, milk bottle.
Those kind of people terrify me. Like, how could that be your job?
Yeah.
I know.
They're just mad fucking debauched cunts.
Probably hit themselves.
Okay. I was, don't know what I fucking was reading the other day and they were talking about that Magaluf girl.
Slamming dick.
Just thinking back on it. Like,
what are you thinking about?
I was just like,
how many dicks was it again?
24.
24 dicks.
24 soft, pishy nightclub dicks.
Nightclub.
That's impressive by any standard. Like,
but
why not just go in and like scoop fucking like urinal water in your mouth? You may as well.
Say we're just licking the floor, that'd be probably cleaner than doing that.
A million dicks. If you shook hands with 24 people, you need to wash your hands.
Yeah, you'd like, yeah, get some hand sanitizer.
All them dick particles just fucking, yeah, laying in their hands.
She went straight to the source.
Yeah.
The dispenser of dick particles. Disgusting. Oh, gross. I wouldn't put my own dick in my mouth. I'd put my own dick in my hand after. No hands.
Well, way more impressive is you did it in like the marshmallow game where you just have trampled them all in at once. So, no! That would have been funny.
Fluffy bubbles! About fucking 10 or 8 dicks in your mouth?
24. Squishing them down like marshmallows.
A wrecked marshmallow?
Ah! Okay. Yeah. At least have the decency to do it to completion. Imagine that video. It was like,
oh, no.
It was like an hour and a half long.
Really
quick. Yeah.
Oh, and I come to silence.
Yeah.
Just like,
well, I hadn't actually seen the video. Like, were they like hyping her on, or like, what was it? Was it a game?
It was so. It was actually, when you watched it, it was kind of so like under. Like, I would compare it to like when we were at the Fringe and we went to Spank, which is like Underbelly's late night show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a performer, you can get up, take all your gear off, uh-huh, and then promote your show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No matter where it is, right? Yeah. And everyone's like, "Yeah, block, no, it's gonna be good crack." Some dude gets up, takes all his clothes off, and you're like, "And it was just not as good crack as you thought, yeah, it was gonna be." And then he's like, "Hey, I'm playing the assembly rooms at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Thanks very much. We decking balls out. Thanks, guys. See you later." And everyone's just like, "Oh, gross."
But do they do like a bit beforehand or
no?
So
you watch them get undressed.
The whole show is, if I'm going in to watch the show. All right, it's just,
it's like a late live, but part of it is you can promote your show.
Yeah, the guys on stage just goes, right, who wants to make a promo, and then they just pick someone and the person go like, yeah, and I think they made them do like a handstand or something, but still pretty awkward.
They make you do a handstand.
Yeah.
They don't make you do it.
Yeah, we did that.
I'm pretty sure. It's weird. You know it's always going to be fellas, don't you?
Yeah.
What girl's been like, I'm going to get my fucking clown out here. Do a handstand. You can see right down it.
I wonder if I could reach the level of block where I would do that. Jesus Christ. Prodigy in that?
I don't know. I just feel like you'd definitely be needing to whip up a free court, like, wouldn't you? Just Imagine you're just like, pull your dick out and everyone's like, oh, he's got a boner. Imagine you did that.
Can
I do a naked thing? And I just fucking, yeah, you got a full steamer going on. Guys, my show's on the other belly. Blah.
Or it was like a real fucking Keith Lemon style, just schlong, yeah, hanging down his knee.
Yeah, and you don't acknowledge it at all.
No, you totally forgot what even the name of the show was.
Yeah.
By the time you get his fucking dick out of your brain.
Yeah. Gets his dick out of your brain.
So in the same area, remember your fucking PIN number and your address? Like.
Yeah. Where are you going, mate? Dick's <Dick's> name. Imagine you just get up and you're like, I don't have a show, but look at this fucking piece, lads. Look like a fucking wheel.
Someone just there in holiday, like.
And,
I have nothing to promote, but promote, yeah, this.
Promote this dick. Promote these nuts. These nuts. I was going, oh, did you see Lenny Kravitz's dick?
No.
He was playing the pose, makes it funnier, but he's like, he's going like this, and his leather trousers ripped, and
right,
his wee fucking dick fell out.
And how did he react, or?
I don't know, he probably went, ooh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
But,
do you know why you own that moment? If that happens.
Start pissing?
You just fucking, yeah, just start fucking leaking all over the stage.
That's what you were going to say. Yeah,
just leak. Just
like, still pissing.
Everyone's like, what a fucking finale.
It looked like
I might play Guitar Hero tonight and just do that.
Yeah. On stage. Thanks very much. Look at the dick. Although he's a beautiful beige dick, because he's half black. He's a black Jew. He looked like he was wearing a cock ring, which freaked me out. Why not? If you're wearing like leather pants, you're like, I want to keep a full chub the whole time here. I'll work it up. Slip a cock ring on.
Give me one reason why anyone would get a cock ring.
Just to keep a boner for a long time without any concentration.
Does anyone just wear it just like a ring like for your finger, just for jewellery?
I was saying, like, I said to Niamh earlier, I was like, no one, there's no other name for a cock ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't go like, is it a penis cinch? Did I pick it up? There you go.
I think that's real, yeah, that's a real word.
A dick cinch? weird that, a cock ring. What was the weirdest thing you've seen in Ibiza?
The weird
shows where like, there's like an idol with a fucking razor blades up her muff or something.
The weirdest shit I seen in Ibiza was the prostitutes, because I was totally oblivious to it, right? So imagine me standing outside a nightclub, right? And this girl come up to me and she goes, "Hello, this is my friend Olivia." And I look over and I was like, "What the?" And then they sat down.
That's fella here.
she goes, "This is Olivia." And I was like, "All right, it's not a fucking primary school, that school, like, you know, she can speak for herself, like." And she goes then, "Oh, we are working tonight. And I says, "All right, but are you bar staff or like floor staff or what were you doing the night in there? Did you enjoy it? Stevie Aoki? Good banter in there, woman." And she's like, "Oh no, you're very funny. No, we escort service." And I was like, Jesus Christ. And I started shitting myself. I don't know why. I just got so intimidated. Because I'd never been faced with this situation before in my life, right? And I couldn't speak. I couldn't fucking utter a word, right? And then she goes, and which talk about escalating quickly, right? She goes, "Come on, €10, I suck your cock dry." Right? Now, first of all, right?
How'd you get all the way from Strabane?
First of all, right? That's fucking disgusting, but see if you think about that logic.
That's like already able to put you off.
How do you suck something, right, and then suck it dry? Like, yeah. My dick's already as dry as anything, like.
Cracker dicks.
It's like a Weetabix in a sunbed. I was like, hooker logic is just out of this world.
Yeah.
And then, right, the big finale, right, I was like, no, like, I'm not interested in any of that stuff at all, like, and I was blocked, like, I was like, fuck, I've got morals, like,
didn't
no, the post-guilt would have fucking killed me, so, she goes in, she literally, right, grabs it,
listen, that's cheaper than a bottle of water in a club,
in my head, I was like, that's a fucking bargain, like, do you know what I mean, but, like, what's that, like,
hot though, or,
well, no, fucking munter,
really,
absolute munt, but, at the same time, like, €10, I don't know now.
Okay, so
here, you get what you pay for. That's yeah. It. So,
do you have any 30-year roommates or what?
So, she goes, "Hey,
so can you right?" She went, "Oh, fuck your asshole, closed."
So she goes there, right? She reaches out, she grabs her, right in my fucking pouch, right?
In the balls?
In the balls, right?
And then wearing a pouch, could you not?
Grab me right in the fanny pack, just. And she grabbed me right in my fucking pouch and, like, moved her thumb up my dick, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, Clark, are you seeing this shit right now? And he goes, he just started laughing, like, he couldn't even speak. And she goes, "Oh, big dick." And I was so nervous, right? I went, "Nope. It's not even. It's, you'll be so disappointed. Like, you'll be paying me $10.
For a
dick. But that shit is just out of this world. Like, and then another thing about a beef of two is you're walking down the main strip and you've got these dudes, again, no idea, Danny, that's right. Walking right, right, with big fucking boxes of sunglasses, right? Yeah. And they see you walking in the street and they'll go to me, like, for example, "Hey buddy, you want a pair of glasses?" Right? And obviously, like, authentic Ray-Bans, right? And he's walking down the road with him and he turns to me and says that, and now I've already got a pair of sunglasses on my fucking head, right?
Yeah.
So he's essentially selling their plan B. And he goes, "Hey buddy, you know, what colour you like? You know, what colour, you know?" I guess here, and I was like, "No, not interested," right? Straight away, "What about Charlie?" Right. I was like, "Man, don't ditch the sunglasses on the street that quick, like, do you know what I mean? I'm one guy, like."
Yeah.
And he's like, "What about Charlie? Come on, man, what about Charlie?" Imagine that, cutting dragons down. Switching up the business plans.
Yeah, Susan, I'm like, "What about a present?"
Rubs or no? "Well, we don't want with this idea now. Oh, come on, what about Charlie?" You know?
It's crooked as fuck. That attaches to a pump in Africa and cleans the water for the children. Don't know about that. Heroin?
Gets out his fucking belt.
John Heroin or no?
Lashing around the arm.
That was like the guy at Glastonbury walking around, just like, £3 for £1, except he was just going, "Pills, ecstasy," and he happened to be black. The only reason you would notice a black person at Glastonbury is because it's the whitest place in the world, isn't it?
It is fairly white at Glastonbury, too.
So white. It's so white and posh.
Well, you think it's white until you go to tea in the park, because that's just, or you think
it's more pink, is it?
No, it's just more scummy.
I don't think I could ever go to the point. I heard a lot about it and it sounds horrible. It sounds like
oxygen
even bad than oxygen.
Yeah.
Even worse than
even better.
And that made no sense. Even worse than
okay, it is good crack like
for
what it is.
Drinking wine out of a bottle as we speak.
Plastic bag dude. Yeah.
Classic chicks.
In a student house like.
This isn't bad, is it?
Never lose it.
It's
never
not.
Lose the student
you
bag.
Can't
so. Yeah. I nearly came here with wine in a Coke bottle, but
that is really student in it. That would have been fucking.
Even bringing wine not out of any sort of glass is pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just can't do wine at all. That would give me the worst hangover in the fucking world.
I love a wine.
Regardless of the colour.
You have a big penis?
Nope.
No.
I swear to God, that's what I said there. I just went, nope. I don't. Because I was so fucking weirded out. Told my mum and all whenever I got back, she
did
pissed
you?
Herself. She loved it.
You tell your mum everything, don't you?
I tell her everything.
She sounds good crack.
She loves the. She likes the.
I just imagine her then on the phone to her mate. Tell you what, Gene. she's playing with our armed cock and he's just like, it's a big cock and all. And
you like,
have
to tell her that story.
He's like,
nah, that's
that.
Not exactly the way
yeah,
I want
to
say
with that.
Like, she goes, first of all, right, she goes for like a stage of like laughing. And then it'll turn into a lecture. She's like, oh God, Aaron, you know, you shouldn't be going out to them fucking countries. Like, right there, Jesus.
But that's quite a cool mum thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I had children, I would hope that they would tell me all the crazy stories, just so at least I knew.
When you said she grabbed my pouch, did your mum, was she on board with what you were saying? She's like, actually,
did
no.
Did you word it differently?
I put it down, like, over her, like, I said dick, like, and she got, she got the picture, like.
You said
she's dick. Well familiar with dick.
Six kids, like.
Unreal. I did a thing to Maureen where I go like, if there's a real ugly girl, I go, oh fuck, there's one of my exes, right?
Mm.
It's an ongoing joke I do all the time. And today there's a big fat woman walking along with like two twin boys. It's the dirtiest joke I've ever heard. I went to Maureen, oh shit, there's one of my exes, and she did a wee laugh.
What? I swear to God, I do the exact same
no
thing.
No
way,
it's worse.
I swear to God.
You know, I went to Maureen like, oh, there's one of my exes, and she thinks I'm talking about the big fat girl, and I went, yeah, just the fuck that wee boy there.
Honestly, it's one of the worst things I've ever heard you say.
it was the double bait and switch.
The thing is, if someone had just heard that joke, they'd be like, that guy is the most disgusting wrong person. He's not even funny. But only because you do this joke all the time, you're going, okay, I get it. You'll double buff. I was like, I was driving. I was like, Jesus Christ, Colin.
That was the double-double. You got fucked there. Double-double.
Just when you think you got all the answers.
No, the wee guy, the wee boy was a pen pusher, so I mean, I feel sorry.
I thought you were going to go, well, he was cute, so he would get it, but... Unreal.
I think one time I know a drunk guy, like, I'll leave him on name because it's pretty fucking wrong what he said. He's about 3 years older than me, and he works as like a, he's basically doing placement for like a primary school.
Okay.
And he was sitting full drunk at the bar, and he was like, you know, he was chatting about my comedy show in the stool, and he was sitting saying about it and all, and then, however it led on, then he goes, I know you couldn't do what I do. Or I know I couldn't do what you do, but you can do what I do, you know. Fucking being in that primary school, hey. And then he goes, I'd be lying, you know, if I said there wasn't one that I'd put on a time machine and see what she came out like. And I was like, that's fucking disgusting. He's basically saying that he'd fuck a, what, not 0.5 year old, like.
So he's like looking at a wee girl and going, and give that a few years?
Yeah.
And that's...
Even easy. That's weird, like, put, like, because you're, like, sexualizing them. Do you know what I mean? You're still going, imagine him as a woman. Even though it's, like, a woman he's thinking about, you're still going... But her, you know what I mean? He's like
pointing
out, oh, that's so creepy.
Like people think it's creepy with fucking like 17-year-olds turning 18 and talking about it. But for a 5-year-old, like you've got problems. Like
yeah,
I was waiting for fucking.
Although
Chris
you
Hansen
see some children, you're like, I bet you when they're older they're gonna be really good. Like, do you know what I mean? You can see some children and, like they are like,
yeah,
but you're
not
in a weird way.
You're
like,
not going like,
yeah, no, not in a like I'm gonna fancy, but in a. They are going to be so bloody beautiful.
No.
And you can tell.
I can't deal with that at all, hey? I can't abide
no,
that.
No, but like in a like objective way, as in a like, oh, look how like that wee girl is so pretty. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's different for
so
girls, though.
Gorgeous when she's older, or that wee boy.
Yeah,
a fella
can never go,
so beautiful. Like,
look at this one here.
But I think it's because, like, me saying that isn't a weird thing, but a man being like, oh, imagine. You know what I mean? There's something creepy about it. Whereas I went, I bet you that wee girl is going to turn out so beautiful. You know, like, she's going to be so gorgeous. That's not weird.
You never know.
People
see
that all
see
the time,
a picture of me as a baby. Cutie. No.
I know, you were so cute going.
Horror show. Complete horror show.
Even in like yearbook, you're in like, what year was that? Your upper sixth thing, or was that fifth year thing?
Don't know.
You black spiky hair and all?
Did you?
Such a cutie.
Fuck I am.
Such a cutie going.
Give another
what
Gareth
was your quote? Like, you did a proper, like, American yearbook thing, and there's a quote underneath it, and it's really funny.
What's the quote?
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Everyone was putting in all this. I'm so stupid. You know, like, when everyone's dead serious, like, these, like, motivational fucking poster with a tiger on it?
Yeah. Reach for the moon, and then you'll...
Yeah, shoot for the stars, and you'll be able to get a job that you want that's financially stable.
Yeah,
it's so silly.
Pimpin' ain't easy. And this who's calling me. Like, black spiky hair. That. Like, literally, like, you know, the Simpsons of that. They call that guy.
Bart?
No. The one, the boxing guy. What's his name? Anyway, he's got, like, really black spiky hair.
I don't know.
Okay, bye.
Oh, Don King?
Mm-hmm.
The boxing guy?
I would have never have got that, to be fair.
The borderline famous boxing promoter.
Yeah.
I can't even remember that name.
So, other than feeling your dick, nothing?
Jesus Christ, that question was that long ago. Yeah, it's just, it's crooked as fuck, like, it is a weird...
And water was expensive there?
Water, right, and, right, in one of those nightclubs, right, a bottle of water will sting you €14. Because everyone's off their head and pulse.
How big?
So the nightclub's no way to take advantage of that. How big? Like
bigger than that?
This BPM bottle, but in, like, a river rock. And then they're like, Budweiser, San Miguel.
Yeah.
Which is actually quite nice, but it was like fucking, it was even cheaper than a bottle of water.
Jesus.
Which shows just how much like drugs get about over there. Like,
my sister went to Marbella and said, like, she's like, I would not like to be a fella going there. She was like, because it's all for show, like people buying fucking big things that, like, they'll just wave girls in off the street, like, yeah, come on, here's some free champagne. But the fellas, I think, basically, you really have to, like, pay your way.
And,
like, grease people up at the door and fucking buy bottles and tip everyone and all, or else it's just a nightmare.
I never understood cons that buy, like, proper 70cl bottles of anything in a nightclub. Unless it's a bottle of wine. That's cheap, £10, like.
But, like, I don't know how rich I'd be to be, like, paying £90 for a bottle of vodka. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
well, that'd be really, really rich, and maybe that's my only night out that month.
You
maybe.
See,
but that's it.
See those cunts in the box that, like, will spend £60 for a bottle of vodka and a couple of Red Bulls, and they'll just sit in the corner drinking it.
Ridiculous.
That's so stupid.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
Do they think they're gonna be like, right, here's all I have to do, you're gonna buy this, and within seconds, someone will be sucking your dick.
Fat mate will just.
The fun part about drinking is.
Would you just be able
no
to keep
money?
Talking if I went the bog?
Yeah. Do you know where it is?
No.
You're just going to pee in all the rooms until you find it.
Let me see.
Talk away.
You're going to have to take my key, go up room and funny, and push directly. Or no, there's a toilet on your left as soon as you go upstairs.
There first flight stairs or
like a no, first. the first stairs on your left.
Right.
So many directions.
Huh?
Well, look, we can take over the podcast. It's so exciting. Everyone,
invasion!
Invasion. Why am I calling such a dick, isn't he?
We need a name for this podcast now.
Yeah, this is the section called Aaron Moore. It's the most fun section when we talk about Aaron. Let's talk about drinking. Yeah. But, no, seriously, back to the point. I don't think if you're that rich, you could go out. Me and my friends always talk about this. If you're so rich, you could go out and just buy all the drinks you want. That's not as fun as having, like, £20 to go out and you're trying to... pre-drink and figure out, get an old bottle, you find a bottle of vodka under the cupboard, and then we're all like throwing in, like, oh, here's half a bottle of wine.
Yeah,
that is like the way more fun when drinking.
Here, no matter what anybody says, 9 nights out of 10 the funnest part is pre-drinks.
Absolutely.
Sitting in a fucking shithole of a house with music blaring and fucking you and your mates drinking a bottle of Buckfast.
Exactly.
It's fucking glass. Like,
no, you don't drink Buckfast, but yes. Actually, I'd like to drink Buckfast. Yeah,
I started it last year.
Did you?
I never took it before last year.
And what did you think before that? Because usually people are like, either hate it or love it.
I had a sip of it and I was like, this is like Vino's cough mixture mixed with pish.
Yeah,
it's fucking disgusting.
That's how I think about it.
It's just really, there's like a real vinegar kind of hang off it. And it just, But this year, I actually have kind of like, I could drink a bottle of it. But it wouldn't be a choice, do you know what I mean?
Do you get a totally different drink from it?
What do you mean?
Like, from Buckfast compared to other drinks?
Oh,
like... Because they don't have so much like caffeine and sugar in it. Like,
yeah,
people say they love drinking the Coke because you just go mad.
It
like,
makes you really hyperactive. So it does. But it's like, I don't know. I don't think I have a drink that makes me... You know, like, people have, like, a bad drink?
Yeah.
I haven't found mine yet, which I'm grateful for. But going by a process of elimination, it must be gin. Because I've never got drunk off gin. So yeah. I'll just not tread in that territory.
Probably not. Gin is a strange one. I quite enjoy gin though. I just find that you get old and then you can't mix your drinks, that's it.
Does it make you emotional?
No, not really. I think that's a whole but that's a bit shy, I think.
Why is that any, like a theory?
Well, I think just like but like vodka's a depressant drink as well. So like vodka's gonna make you more as emotional as gin. I'm presuming it's the same thing. It's like a depressant probably. So it just like puts your mood down, which is why you drink with sugar. So you're just like, wait, back up.
You'd be all pumped up.
Yeah, but I don't think it's really a real thing. Maybe it's just because a lot of like old divorced women that get married.
Yeah.
What do you think, Colin?
We shall never talk about that experience again.
Why? What happened?
I just forgot the conditions on student toilets are in. It's good.
That was Jonathan Kelly, if you're listening to the podcast. You just had Colin piss in your toilet. Leave him.
The toilet felt like it was about to piss back at me. we just talk about that.
Jane, do you think that really, like, Anne says, do you think that really makes you, like, emotional? But I was like, it's like vodka is a depressant as well. So, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's gin. I think it gets a bad rap because there's, like,
it's just
a lot
anything
of,
that gets you, like, poison drunk.
Yeah.
You're like,
fucked
up.
Yeah. But then, how do you make the differentiation between people who fight when they're drunk and people who get emotional when they're drunk?
What's worse? People who fight or people who get emotional?
I think you're just
something.
Definitely fighting.
Saying that.
Probably fighting.
Saying that. I'll get drunk
and
I'll say some inappropriate shit. And then if I drink loads of whiskey, I get weird. That's why I don't like drinking it anymore.
Define weird?
When you get proper, like, can't remember what happened to you the night before drunk. I don't like that at all now.
Like the time we all sleep in the camper van?
Yeah, just get angry for
me. Sounds like 90% of my nights out.
Colin just like stormed out in the rain. I told him to get an extension lead. And he just went out and wrecked half of the things he went to try and get it. And then like it was raining and just got it. And I was like, Colin, it's getting soaked. And he just threw it in. I was like, what? The next day you had no recollection of just being, just tearing through the garden. And they're like, no idea.
And then when I deconstructed it the next day, it was like, the only reason I was angry because I felt like you were interrupting a good crack.
Which is really strange, that, isn't it? Seeing as you're at my house, and I'm just like, will you put the extension lead into the camper van? Because there was 100 people sitting in my house, literally 100 people.
Well,
and we stayed in the camper van outside.
If you're drunk, like, you're never in the wrong in your own head.
Yeah.
Like,
and I was like, why is Colin such a bad mood? I was like, I don't know why, because you're just like storming it. But it was, and I was like, there's no reason, because I just went, Colin, can you do that now? Because it's like, it's going to get late, we're not going to want to do it when we just want to go to bed. And you were so annoyed. But
never let someone
like,
else pour your drinks. That's my lesson that night.
Probably.
Why were they like?
I kept sending the cup, I don't know what I was doing, but I kept sending the cup down with Begley. I was like, get Begley to pour me a drink.
That's always about
and
it.
And I came back and it was like a fucking, you know, like a whiskey glass, but I was like, tell me, give me a whiskey and ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back and it was just whiskey with a fucking ice cube in it.
Fuck on hell.
Blood!
When does this go out, by the way?
This?
Yeah.
Probably tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. So,
what do you want to plug?
We will be waking up in the realms of the lazy fringe.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited as fuck.
So technically, should we go? Yeah, it was last night, man. How'd it go? Really well, thanks.
But, yeah.
yeah, don't know how it's going to go. Fuck. So, Aaron did the Empire last night. Did you talk about that, no?
Where?
So you did the Empire down in your hole, apparently.
Yeah.
According to you.
My words.
Talk hard then.
Saying that, like, it's not a good place to gig. Just technically, the room size and whatever just doesn't feel good.
Lowry's my favourite Belfast, honest to God.
Yeah, it's the best by far.
But we do get a lot of people saying that.
Yeah.
Loads
but it's
is a good time.
It's just the room, like, the only fault I could possibly find in that room is the misplacement of a pillar, and that's it.
But then, it's because it is technically, like, almost it's a function room, so it's never used for anything else, really. It's usually used just for, like, the night.
There's definitely some technical shit that could be
fixed, but then again,
I think,
other than that, it's not too bad. Like,
if you took that pillar away, and everyone was just sitting row by row by row, it might fuck it up.
Yeah,
it
makes it a nice semicircle.
So anyway, what happened was you down your hole, and then David Hall, who manages Patrick Kildy, sent you a message. You were on Facebook or email?
Email. He was in to kind of like.
Who else was on, by the way?
It was me, Alison Spill, Andrew Stanley, MCing, and Colin McDonald, headline.
He's good. Isn't he?
Yeah, he's brilliant. That was the first time I seen him. First time I met him. Gentleman, as well as fucking phenomenal on stage.
Funny cunt.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody like he was on a, in Glasgow when I was over once at the stand, and like what was it Thursday, Friday, Saturday I think, or maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anyway, he would like have a wee shitty idea on Friday when I was trying to give it all my energy, and he was like knowing that it was like Friday, don't give a shit, probably Thursday, and then by the time it was Saturday night the joke was like a fucking killer.
Yeah, he's like, brilliantly.
He's fucking about with somebody about a fork that they chips with, you know, those wee tiny forks.
Yeah.
And then by Saturday, it was a killer.
But when you see someone, like, what I always fucking think how do they do that is when you see someone in a room which is, like, quite, you know, maybe rowdy and people chatting, and they seem to just fucking turn around and make it look like there's no effort, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but there's also slight bit more respect given to a headliner.
Yeah.
No doubt about it, like.
Yeah.
Just, you know, people know, like, oh, this is just the guy on at the start. You know, even though the person at the start might be really good as well.
Yeah.
They're just like, ah, sure, we'll fucking drink and talk. And then there is a certain authority comes with going on last, like.
Yeah, definitely.
But he is fucking brilliant. Not to, sounds like I was trying to talk him down there. Mad wee hobbit. He'd appreciate that joke, he wouldn't I? Let's move on to these questions here. Just we'll do like 5 more minutes and then we'll wrap it up, won't we?
Mm.
Right.
I had some sort of beefy noodle thing there and my burps are stinking.
I had to fucking eat soon. I'm going to just get a, I don't know, what I'll go for. Like gravy chip or something.
Eat.
I reckon we just get in the taxi, go to Lavery's.
Eat at Lavery's?
And eat. You can either eat at Lavery's or there's all that shit down there.
What shit down there?
Bishops and fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Frangos
yeah.
And all that.
Fair enough. Frangos. Jesus Christ. Sponsor what a ritual.
Sponsor my podcast.
Subliminal Mastin.
Yeah. Any more upcoming gigs in Belfast? I know you're doing the Empire on the 28th. No, I'm not, sir. No, I'm
misinformation.
Incorrect.
Okay, what gigs are you doing other than Empire? Not even doing Empire.
Incorrect. Jane Austen, real name or no? Aliens, contact them or leave them the feck alone.
She's not read Pride and Prejudice from.
I don't know.
She's probably from fucking Barra. She's from Barra.
Where's that?
Sure.
Do you know her?
No. I was just saying.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't know Jane Austen. Neither of them.
Jesus Christ.
I don't
even
know Jane Austen.
Why are you coughing so much? We got AIDS or?
Clap.
I beat the clap.
Clap your hands.
If you had a gun with only one bullet, who would you kill? Justin Bieber or Donald Trump?
I couldn't live with the post-guilt of killing someone, so probably neither.
Yeah.
No, in saying
shoot Bieber, like, on the dick.
Yeah, but you love the new song he's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it? Is it?
I need you, I need you.
Is it with?
No. Skrillex?
Skrillex. Anyway, Colin loves that
Stevie
song.
Stevie,
so
Skrillex.
Stevie.
The Babes.
The Babes. Could be anyone that song, but who gives a fuck?
It's true.
What time do you take the stage tomorrow night? Oh, fuck off. That was yesterday, obviously. I'm just going to rattle through these. Kai Lamb, what's your favourite roast meat on a Sunday? Plus roast potatoes or mash? Roast potatoes, hate mash.
Mash.
Do you like
mash? Fucking day. Yeah. Don't even talk shit.
Mash till I die. Potatoes, but I like mash. I love all potatoes too, like.
Yeah, you're mad for the spots.
I came in there like with a fence, like we were talking about the Bloods and the Crips. Roast potatoes, fucking mash.
I always thought it was crypts, like Egyptian crypts, but it's actually crypts, like the way someone would say crisps, like crips.
Yeah.
Crips.
Packet of crips.
The Bloods and the Crips, like I find that so funny.
A bloody crips.
That's like so not.
The Bloods and the Crisps.
Crisps. West Side Crisps.
Yeah.
East Side Crisps or.
Talk about Ronda Rousey. Did you see that fight in the weekend?
Yeah.
She is.
Speak the shit.
She and McGregor are just. Dana White must be fucking.
Yeah.
Lobbing arcs
because
of jizz in
so
the air.
Good.
Unbelievable.
Like, the personalities are just class. She is so badass. Like, because she's been doing it forever and she's the best and no one will ever beat her. And she just makes everyone look like they've never even done it before.
I love when they were having that stare down and. What do you call the girl she's facing?
Bitch.
She was fucking roaring and shouting like a banshee in her face, and Ronda just stood there like completely calm and collected.
Well,
but
that
evil fucking stare, like she is. She's
mean,
amazing looking.
That other girl, Bitch, she was like a bit terrifying looking because she's like really big.
She's gonna be a full dude, so I could join in.
Mom is beautiful, like, so it does a lot for women in sports, especially something like MMA where it can be seen as quite masculine. You're going, but she is hot, so it's really good, and she's cool, and she's the best.
I don't think
so. She is doing a lot for UFC, like.
I think there's gonna have to be, like, she literally has. People say, who's dominating the division? She literally has that whole
she's
fucking
no one
division.
To compete with, really.
By the fucking Jenny. Just can't do nothing more than
that. But she's like on the run out of people.
But they're all shy, that's why.
It's like, not to compete with men, it's gonna be the only way.
She's
gonna
fight Misha Tate every fucking week. Best documentary you've ever seen.
Blackfish.
It's pretty touching, isn't it?
It's a good documentary.
I like sort of trashy documentaries, like Louis
Theroux. Yeah. Blackfish is brilliant. I'm sure everyone in the world has probably seen it, but it's so good.
What tips would you give someone who wants to be a comedian or how to be funny?
Now, this is interesting because the reason we know Aaron is from exactly that, isn't it?
That's right.
Remember?
The Asda trip?
Asda, how many years ago was that? You were in a school uniform?
Fuck right enough, that was the last time I was wearing a shirt.
It's come for the second time. That's how you wear a shirt.
You did not have a beard.
No one knows about. You still weren't even in school at that time. You were just picking up chicks.
Do you still have a shirt or...?
The screen shirt? It's all signed at the house. Like, fuck him. For the mams.
But that's exactly... Did you not, like, come up to... Like, you saw us randomly because we were going to Donegal, so you seen us in Oma.
There was a time where I was one of those boys that just went, Bobby! Bobby! Come here! Say what a bit! You fucking say that there!
Now you're a bit more polite than that.
Yeah.
But I was going, are you 35 on a school uniform?
School uniform tall. Man, that's good. But like, do you remember that? Like, because you asked Colin, you're like, oh, or something, and you were like, telling him
where to get a gig.
Yeah, so there you go. Relay the information to whoever this person is.
What tips would you give someone who wants to be a comedian?
If you see a comedian in Asda or any other shop market, for that example, come up to them while they're buying their fucking shopping and just get tips from them, because that's what I do.
You have to, I don't know, just get into it. And don't expect anything to happen quickly. And if you're not funny after about a pile of gigs, just...
And your first gig will be shit. Like, you might do well and get laughs and all, but if you're not looking back on it and thinking that was fucking despicable.
My first gig was great.
But
second gig was great. Third gig, somebody comes up.
But yours is a funny one because you starting comedy was totally different because people already knew who you were. So that's a totally different thing. So, but again, that was good and bad because like people knew who you were, so they went to see you. But people knew who you were, so they were expecting you to be.
And you're the jump right on that fucking ship, like.
How to be funny? Fuck, I don't know.
By the looks of it, make a 7-second video and bother people on the street.
That's going right in my basket.
Yeah.
How to be fun? I don't know. I think you just have to be funny. Best/worst holiday experiences?
Fuck. We covered
you
that
just
one.
Talked about it, getting your dick run by a student.
What's your best sandwich holiday?
She wasn't even hot to. That's weird. Did you blow up a 3-quart, did you? Or were you too stable?
Whiskey dick.
Fuck, I don't know what it was. Rosh cough. Cock. That's what it was.
You have a big cock? Nope. Don't have a cock.
Nope, done. It's gone.
Pilotomas.
What?
That's right. Holidays, but I don't know. Fuck it.
How many holidays you been on?
Give him a feet burnt. That was weird. Oh. Dara People's funniest, most embarrassing moment to date.
Most.
I don't know. I deal with embarrassment differently, but
most.
You do. You don't like. You don't get embarrassed.
What? What do you do?
I mean, I get embarrassed, but I don't like.
Colin, like, makes more apparent than like embarrassing. Situation. So you, if something's slightly embarrassing, call me like, this is really embarrassing, or, oh, look at that. Colin will point it out so much so that he just tries to make everyone laugh. So you make everything more embarrassing, so you constantly are embarrassing.
I can't think
so
of, like,
no embarrassing moments, basically.
I can't think of, like, a standout moment. I think it's just, like, the collection of little things, like falling in the street, or fucking something like that.
So if I do something where I feel terrible, like, remember I told you about the time I was talking to a guy I knew in a shop? I was very animated about something, and one of the girls who worked the shop walked behind me, and I was going, I fucking blind now! Bang! And elbowed her right in the middle. She was only, like, tiny, hit her right in the middle of the chest, like, I fucking bang! And you heard the air come out of her, like that. And she was like, ugh!
Give her a Ric Flair chop. Holy fuck.
Did. Woo! Take that. Slap the tits off her.
She's dead now.
I know, actually, one of the most embarrassing moments was the time that you asked me for an invoice.
Yeah. That fucking stainless.
That is embarrassing.
That
but
burns
that
me.
So
like,
funny, because there was such a sweetness about that that we were just like, that just makes our heart melt. How innocent
and how much of a spastic I am.
That's what you said. I was like, how can he get his fucking shoes on in the morning? Fucking.
And then,
like, that is so sweet.
Briefly, what happened was I needed you to invoice me so that Lavery's could pay you for a gig.
Yeah.
And you didn't have an invoice, so I sent. I was like, it's for 50 quid, and you're like, oh, I don't know, I have to book a holiday or something. And then I sent you a template invoice, and I was like, change the details, send it back. And you're like, oh, I definitely can't afford 150. And I was like, no, that just, you're getting paid.
Right.
But put your details on it.
Basically,
and send it back
thought
to
that
me.
He had to pay the money.
Right. Like, from my mind state, right, I thought, right, fucking something's happened to your bank account or something. You need a quick bit of money to maybe pay Lavery's or something to let them use the venue or some shit. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
You know,
I was like, yeah, I'll help him out, no bother. She just kept my fucking mouth shut and filled it out, to be honest.
Really, we're going, no, we just need you to make a receipt so that we can pay you.
Nice yin yang, by the way, Colin.
It's funny,
though.
Huh?
Nice yin yang.
Sorry, isn't it?
Did you just do that fucking subliminally chatting about Ronda Rousey?
No, I'm just fucking saying shit. I don't know. Right, I'm trying to get around myself so I can leave. Paul Dixon of Lavery's fame.
Hey.
What's the largest animal I can have in my house before you have to inform the authorities?
Penguin.
I don't know what size. Don't know if size matters. Like, if there was a crocodile in your house, you'd be like.
But crocodiles are long, so it depends.
You could have a fucking Clydesdale horse in your phone.
But a penguin stands upright.
Can a penguin kill you?
It's a lot less beautiful.
What? Can a penguin kill you?
If you choke on it? That's what the penguin will kill you.
Is
a penguin
going to
kill you?
Right,
it's a rugby ball with feet.
If you choke on it, you choke on the fucking chocolate bar just.
I didn't even think of that. What Cilla program did you prefer? Blind date or surprise, surprise?
Blind date, obviously.
Blind date, obviously. Never watched it.
For the cringe parties?
Cringy, yeah.
Fucking class.
Best way to get revenge on poorly behaved neighbours? From Chris McKeown?
Depends what poorly behaviour is.
Yeah, what's behaviour?
You get
the raw.
Yeah. Answers all.
Just very slowly let a load of Romanians move in for free.
Actually, we've had the weirdest neighbours in the world.
Yeah,
so
we've had some fucking lunatics in our time, haven't we?
Put up an
we've
gun
had
train.
All, for some reason, we always move flats on top of lunatics.
Best way to get back on, just have a fun life and turn around and be like, listen, you fucking losers.
Yeah.
Try not to have a heart attack by yourself and no one find you for a week, bitch.
That's it.
Deep.
Make weird noises and then try and let them guess what it is.
What's that? Strangest place you've woke up. Right, let's finish on this because you have the best story ever.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I knew the four story would have to come out at some stage.
Strangest place you've woke up after a heavy night out.
That's like exactly directed at you, Neil.
run through this story as quick as you can. You've 2 minutes.
Right.
2 minutes of the story.
So, we go to Cookstown for our first ever night out. It's two of my best mates, is 18ths, right?
Teamses.
Up on this bitch, on the bus, right? Some guy goes to me, oh, do you boke when you drink? I says, no, haven't boked ever in my life drinking. He says, right, I know what'll fuck you up. Absinthe. I was like, right, okay, what's so good about it? He's like, it's 80%. Get the sense. back then, if you got free shots of absinthe, they would stamp you. And if you had free stamps, you could get no more absinthe, right? But of course, fucking Billy Big Dick had to act the lad.
That's what that woman in that video was called. Billy Big Dick.
I went and fucking scrubbed like I had a Brillo pad in my hand at these stamps to get them off. Just so I could go out and fucking stroke my male ego by holding 3 more shots and downing them as well. And I was like, that's this stuff is fucking pish. This is absolute 7-up pish. It's doing nothing to me. Right? 20 minutes later, I fucking wake up and I see the sky. I woke up to the sky. Instantly, there's no even fear at all because I thought, I must have went back to like a house party or something. This is class. Like, this couldn't have went any better. What a night out. Wake up and I see a fucking forestry area and a river. And I was like, Jesus Christ, are you having a fucking laugh? Look at my pockets. Phone's water logged, so it's fucked. My whole passport's fucked. My jeans are ripped. I've no money. I've no fuck all. And all my clothes are covered in muck. So I'm walking down the main Cookstown Road, just trying to thumb a lift home. Nobody's stopping, obviously, because I look like a fucking serial killer. And I just go up to the first house to see, because I'm desperate, and just... And this, like, I always say, like, that Pixar film, Up,
the wee grey old man, he answered the door. And before I could even get out my story, like, what do you say to someone if you walk over their house at 6 o'clock in the morning, just looking how to get home? I was like, I don't know how to explain this to you, but, and before I could even get the story, he's like, Jesus Christ, Cobb, get up them stairs quick and take them clothes, you can hop in the shower. And I was just going up the stairs thinking, like, this man could potentially rape me, like, but I'm definitely getting a shower first, like. So go on, don't know how to work the shower. His wife's downstairs going, do you want some breakfast, pet? And I was just like, Jesus Christ, no, you've done far too much. And she whips me up a full fucking Ulster fry. Then I eat that, chat shit with her, everything under the sun. Then he leaves me home. What fucking good people there is in the world.
That
yeah.
is amazing.
That is lovely. Did you ever,
like, that was great. But that, like, there's not people like that anymore. It's great,
man. Fucking amazing. And I left them an M&S hamper the next week.
Did you? I was going to say, I think you told me that, but that's good, isn't it?
Left it up. Because you do not forget that shit.
No, I'm sure they appreciate it.
And they're like, oh, lovely.
But if everyone was like that in the world, how much easier it should be if you're in really trouble and you just knock on someone's door and be like, can you help me? And like, yeah, of course. And I was like, don't ask anyone.
What? I know for a fact my family wouldn't do that.
No.
I know for a fact.
I've been in my house and the door's knocked and my dad's went, like, looked out the window, looked at the person in the eye and went, no, no, that's enough.
See, probably in my house they would, because there's always like about 10 people in my house, so if someone randomly came, mum would be like, yeah, come on in, what do you need? But you wouldn't even notice if there's another person there anyway. You'd be like, oh, someone knocking. I'm sure someone needs
come on in, call the chef, son, Judy, if you want anything made.
They literally probably could help me.
Right, we're going to have to go here, guys, Umbo.
Hurry,
let's go to Lavery's, take shits, and see what happens.
And eat.
Get you something to eat. I might have to go on up while you run and get something to eat. Just bring it in.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go here. I'm going to try and upload this tomorrow. This is not necessary information, considering...
Quite late now, is that?
What do you mean?
Podcast?
Yeah, it's late Thursday, two days late, but that'd be weird for that story.
Maybe you shouldn't have said it. Get over it. Podcast is because it's always different.
Yeah, weekly, as long as it's weekly, so people say they don't mind. I talked to a guy, said they didn't mind it.
Hello.
So, cheers, Aaron. What's your Twitter?
At McCann Man.
Dildo. Right, tell me what your Instagram is, because it's even more embarrassing.
_ OFWGKTAARON. Écoutez et répétez.
What?
It's all that rapping you listen to.
All that discharge. All that black power music.
What are all the letters stand for?
Odd Future Wolfgang, kill them all. There you go.
Dildo. Say bye bye.
Bye.
Let's go, Lavery's. Bye.
Hey.
Good luck.
Hey.
Congas.com.
Fucking place.